ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय 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 ज्ञानदमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुर्वन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकथामाह्यं ददाति स्वपथान्तिकं जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे पञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घायते गिरिं यत्कृपा तमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरयेत् शृण्वतं स्वकथा कृष्ण पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनं हृदयन्तस्तो हि अभद्राणि विदुनोति सुहृत्सतां नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 1. The title of the chapter is Activities of Maharaj Priyavrata, text number 13.
Bhavaya Nashaya Cha कर्म कर्तुं शोकाय मोहाय सदा भयाय सुखाय दुःखाय च देह योगं अव्यक्त दिष्टां जनतांग धते भवाय नाशाय च कर्म कर्तुं भवाय नाशाय च कर्म कर्तुं शोकाय मोहाय सदा भयाय शोकाय मोहाय सदा भयाय सुखाय दुःखाय च देहयोगं सुखाय दुःखाय च देहयोगं अव्यक्तदिष्टं जनताङ्गधत्ते अव्यक्तदिष्टां जनताङ्गदिष्टे भवाय नाशाय च कर्म कर्तुं शोकाय मोहाय सदा भवाय सुखाय दुःखाय च देहयोगं अव्यक्तदिष्टं जनताङ्गदत्ते भवाय नाशाय च कर्म कर्तो शोकाय मोहाय सदा भयाय सुखाय दुःखाय च देहयोगम् अव्यक्तदिष्टं जनताङ्गदत्ते भवाय फॉर बर्थ नाशाय फॉर डेथ च आल्सो कर्म एक्टिविटी कर्तुं टू डू शोकाय फॉर बिरेवमेंट मोहाय फॉर इल्यूशन सदा ऑलवेज भया भयाय फॉर फियर सुखाय फॉर हैप्पीनेस दुखाय फॉर डिस्ट्रेस च ऑल्सो देह योगम कनेक्शन विद द मेटीरियल बॉडी अव्यक्त by the supreme personality of Godhead, dishtam, directed, janata, living, the living entities, anga, o priyavrata, datte, accept. Translation by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Adiki, Jai. My dear priyavrata, by the order of the supreme personality of Godhead, all living entities accept different types of bodies for birth and death, activity, lamentation, illusion, fear of future dangers, and happiness and distress. Translation responsively, please. My dear Priyavrata, by the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all living entities accept different types of bodies for birth and death, activity, lamentation, illusion, fear of future dangers, and happiness and distress. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Every living entity who has come to this material world has come here for material enjoyment. But according to his own karma activities, he must accept certain type of body given to him by material nature under the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 3.27, Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashah. Everything is being done by Prakriti, material nature, under the direction of the Supreme Lord. Modern scientists do not know why there are varieties of bodies in 8,400,000 forms. The fact is that all these bodies are ordained for the living entities by the Supreme Personality of Godhead according to the living entity's desires. He gives the living entities freedom to act as they like. But on the other hand, they must accept a body according to the reactions of their activities. Thus, there are different types of bodies. Some living entities have short duration of life, whereas other life live for fantastic durations. Every one of them, however, from Brahma down to the ant, acts according to the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is sitting in everyone's heart, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 15.15. Sarvasya chaham hruti sannivishto matasmrutir jnanam apohanamscha. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me comes remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. It is not a fact, however, that the Supreme Personality of Godhead gives direction to certain living entities in one way and other living entities in another way. The truth is that every living entity has a certain desire, and the Supreme Lord gives him a chance to fulfill it.
The best course, therefore, is to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead and act according to His desire. One who does so is liberated. My dear Priyavrata, by the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all living entities accept different types of bodies for birth and death, activity, lamentation, illusion, fear of future dangers, and happiness and distress. So here, who is speaking this? Any idea? Who is speaking? Who is speaking to whom? Lord Brahma. Speaking to? Priyavrata. Very easy. Priya, my dear Priyavrata. So, yeah. So this is Lord Brahma. He is the secondary creator. He is the kind of authority for this universe. If Brahma says something, that is authority. Because he knows. He is the secondary creator. Lord being the primary, he is the original creator. And Brahma is the secondary creator. He creates everything. So, Brahma's words have to be taken with a very serious note actually. So here, Brahma is saying, like, my dear Priyavrata, by the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all living entities accept different types of bodies. Because for the living entities, all different living entities we find, they all take different types of bodies under the direction of the Supreme Lord. So here, Srila Prabhupada explains, every living being has come to the material world for material enjoyment. So, in Bhagavad Gita, it is mentioned, Iccha dvesha samuddhena dvanda mohena bharata sarvabhudani sammoham sargeyanti parantapa. So, it says in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Iccha dvesha samuddhena dvanda mohena bharata sarvabhudani sammoham sargeyanti parantapa. O son of Bharata, O conqueror of the foe, all living entities are born into delusion. Dualities arisen from desire and hate. Desire and hate. Because this is the subject matter. Why the living entity has to come to this material world? Why? What is the reason? Because this is a root cause. The root cause. Because the desire and hate. Iccha dvesha. Iccha and dvesha. Desire and hate. What is the desire? I want to lord it over the material nature. Why should Krishna the enjoyer? Why should be the enjoyer? Because there is a hate. There is a hatred. Envy. Yeah? Envy is there. Iccha dvesha samuddhena. So, Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport, the real constitutional position of the living entity is that of subordination to the Supreme, who is pure knowledge. When one is deluded into separation from this pure knowledge, he becomes controlled by the illusory energy and cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The illusory energy is manifested by the duality of desire and hate. Desire and hate, this is the problem. This is the problem. Because of that only we came to this material world. I wanted to enjoy separately from the Lord. That is why we came to this material world. So, this is like a reformation camp. The material world is like a reformation camp. Where we come to this material world, we kind of, facility is given to reform our consciousness, to reform our rebellious attitude, and then we can set in our right attitude. Yes, no, I am not an enjoyer, I am not a controller, I am a cooperator. I am not an enjoyer, I am not a controller. I cooperate with the Lord in the serving the Lord, doing the activities for the pleasure of the Lord, then my happiness is automatically included in that. My happiness is already included. When I serve the Lord, automatically I also get the happiness. It's not like when we serve the Lord, Lord is just sitting there and keep on accepting the service and then we are high and dry and we are struggling here. No, when we are trying to serve the Lord and Lord is also looking for opportunity, how can I serve my devotee? How can I give enlightenment to my devotee? So Lord is also working in so many ways. We discuss so many pastimes like Janmashtami, Radhashtami, all the festivals were coming where the Supreme Lord is there. And the Supreme Lord, when we serve the Lord, Lord is also looking for opportunity. How can I serve my devotee? Because this mood is there. So the reciprocation is there. So when the Lord is created this material world for the living entities to exercise this, Prabhupada calls it unceremonious desire, want to separately enjoy. This is not a proper frame of consciousness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jivera Sarupa Hoy Krishnera Nitya Das. This is the constitutional position of the living entity. But the living entity wants to enjoy separately. That is unceremonious. That is not a proper attitude. Yes, but the living entity has developed the desire. So to fulfill the desire, that is why this Iccha Dvesha Samudhena Dvanda Mohena Bharata. So Srila Prabhupada quotes here for the Bhagavad Gita 3.27. He says he must accept a certain type of body given to him by material nature under the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashaka ahankara vimudatma kartaham iti manyate. So this is like the living entity had the desire. Once you have the desire, then the desire has to be fulfilled. You can't fulfill the desire on our own. So the Lord, being a very kind father, he gives the facility. He is giving the facility to fulfill the desire. And that how he is giving? He is providing through the material nature. Material nature gives the body according to the desire. Not only desire is one thing, and also we have to deserve also. Because many times we discuss, I also have a desire. But the desire itself is not sufficient. And we have to have a deserve for that desire. Then only you get the appropriate thing. It's not like I desire. But not necessarily you will get fulfill that. Lord will fulfill the desire in a way what is deserving for you. What is deserved by you. Lord will fulfill. Not that way what I want actually. Like for example, if I have a desire, I just want to sit in the chair of the Prime Minister. I have a desire. But for that you have to have some sukruti or some duskruti. You have to have that something you have to have. But if you don't have it, still you will sit on the chair of the Prime Minister. But not as a human being, but as some bug. So the bug will be there in the bug is also sitting on the chair. But it's not the bug has become Prime Minister. Yeah, I can sit on the throne. Yes, I can sit on this chair. But as a bug only. Because that's why the desire is very, very important actually. The only thing which the living entity can do is desire only. There is nothing. If you are based on your desire, you want to come to Krishna, Krishna makes all the arrangements. If you want to go away from Krishna, Krishna makes all the arrangements for going away also. So interesting thing is, even you have to go away from Krishna, you need Krishna's mercy to go away also. You can't just go away like that. For even to go away from Krishna, Krishna has to give. That's why Krishna says, from me only comes knowledge, from me only comes forgetfulness, from me comes remembrance. So from that Krishna has to make the thing. So that is why the crux is desire. The desire is important. And here it is mentioned, according to the karma, according to the karma and according to the he must accept a certain type of body given to him by material nature. It's there in Srimad Bhagavatam. There is a wonderful verse. We most of the time it's quoted. He says, Karmana Deva Netrena Jantur Deho Upapattaye Striya Pravishta Udaram Pumso Reta Kanashrayaha. The personality of Godhead said, under the supervision of the Supreme Lord and the result of his work, the living entity, the soul, is made enter into the womb of a woman through the particle of semen to assume a particular type of body. How these things work? Because this is like it is, it is a material nature, fashions a body, but it is happening karmana daiva netrena. Karma is one thing. Whatever karma we have done, that is one thing. And daiva netrena, there is a higher authority also. Karmana daiva netrena. And then that is the way the living entity is given a body. And Srila Prabhupada explains here in this context. The spirit soul, bewildered by the influence of false ego, thinks himself the doer of activities that are actually carried out by the three modes of material nature. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains, two persons, one in Krishna consciousness, other in material consciousness, working on the same level, may appear to be working on the same platform, but there is a wide gulf of difference in their respective positions. The person in material consciousness is convinced by false ego that he is the doer of everything. He does not know that the mechanism of the body is produced by material nature, which works under the supervision of the Supreme Lord. The materialistic person has no knowledge that ultimately he is under the control of Krishna. The person in false ego takes all credit for doing everything independently, and that is the symptom of nescience. He does not know that this gross and subtle body is the creation of material nature under the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is the understanding. Yes, the material nature has given me this body. And how the body is given? Based on my activity and based on my desire. Based on my activity and based on my desire, a suitable body has been given. Now, with this body, how do I work out? If I work out the particular way, then I got to go to the particular destination. If I just screw up the whole thing, then I may not be able to do anything. So this is like how we conduct ourselves in this body and what kind of activities we do with this body, it is up to us actually. That freedom is given. That's why Srila Prabhupada says here in the purport, the modern scientists do not know why there are varieties of bodies in 8,400,000 forms. The fact is that all these bodies are ordained for the living entities by the Supreme Personality of Godhead according to the living entity's desires. The body is given based on the desires. He gives the living entity freedom to act as they like. The freedom is given. Yes, you can. You wanted that? Yeah, you will have it. But there is always a but there in the material world. It's nothing like, you want to act? Yes, you will act. But what is the but? But you have to take the suitable body. The suitable body will be given. That means suitable body, suitable senses, suitable environment. So that is the catch actually. The catch is not that, okay, my desire will be fulfilled in very easy. Yeah, desire will be fulfilled, but you will be given a suitable body. With that suitable body only you have to exercise all these things. He gives the living entity freedom to act as they like. But on the other hand, they must accept a body according to the reactions of their activities. Thus, there are different types of bodies. So we see some living entities live millions and millions of years. Like Brahmaji. Brahmaji lives so many, Sahasra Yuga Paryantam. He lives so many yugas, He lives, his lifespan is so big. And then we find some small ant, that lifespan may not be that big actually. They are also living entities. So Brahma is also living entity. Indra, Van, Chandra, Varuna, Vayu, Agni, they are also living entities. They are also living entities and they are also have some desires. So that is why the Shastra it is said, all these devatas, all these different personalities, they are also devotees of the Lord. They have some desire. So that their desire is that they just want to manage something. They want to administer something. So Lord, seeing their desire, okay, they give them the suitable opportunity. Okay, you want to do that? Yes. So there is a prescription. You perform this 100 Ashwamedha Yajna. So you become a Brahma. So you become Indra. So you follow the Varnashrama Dharma 100 lifetimes very without any flaw, then you become Brahma. So there is like a prescriptions are there how you can do that. But the living entity, you can do all these things to become Brahma, to become Indra, to become Chandra, Vayu, Varuna, Agni, all these things you can become. But the problem is, why do you want to go through all these things? That is what Lord is indicating. You can do all these things. You can become this, you can become that. But Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Abrahma bhavana loka punaravartina arjuna mamupetyavta gaunteya punarjanvana vidyate. So because Abrahma bhavana loka, you may have to go to Brahma loka. But the problem is, Abrahma bhavana loka punaravartina arjuna. You have to come back again to this material world. Once your quota is finished, once your this thing is finished, then you have to come back. So why you want to do that risk? So instead he is suggesting, Mamupetyavta kaunteya punarjanmana vidyate. You come back to me, you come back to my abode, you do not have to take birth again in this material world. So the intelligent person, but Lord will not force anything. Yeah, Lord will say, yeah, this is the thing. If you do this, you will get this reaction. If you do this way, you will get that result. So Lord will give that type of indication here. So here Lord is saying, thus there are different types of bodies. Some living entities have short durations of life, whereas others live for fantastic duration. Every one of them, however, from Brahma to down to the ant, acts according to the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone. Nobody is exempted. Nobody is exempted, because it's a, in Srimad Bhagavatam we find so many instances how it's like a, I'll just I was reading something. It says in Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, it says, Mad Bhayat Vati Vato Yas Surya Stapati Mad Bhayat Mad Bhayat Varsha Varshati Indra Dadati Agnir Mrityus Charati Mad Bhayat. It says, it is because my supremacy that the wind blows out of fear of me, the sun shines out of fear of me, and Lord of the clouds, Indra, sends for showers out of fear of me, fire burns out of fear of me, and death goes about taking toll out of fear of me. So we should understand, it's not like a Lord wants to threaten everyone, because the problem is, because they are all living entities, all the different personalities, sun god, moon god, Indra, Chandra, Varna, Vayu, Agni, they are all like personalities, they are personalities, because they are strict observing the laws of the Lord, and then they perform their activities. So, because now we can wonder, now like if all these great personalities perform the activities in obedience to the Supreme Lord, what is our role actually? Like we sometimes we are rebellious. Oh, why should there is no God? God is dead. Like sometimes we hear this type of proposals or propositions. Like we don't know. Yes. See, the creator of the universe, he is saying this is what happening like this. This is what happening like that. Then he is saying something. And then what is the value of our opinion? Sometimes people have opinion. Like yeah, this is my opinion. What is your opinion? What is the Shastra's opinion? What the sadhus are saying? What Brahmaji is saying? What Narada is saying? What Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, they are saying? Those opinions count actually. Because they are Mahajan. Mahajana. Mahajanas, their opinions count. So here, it is mentioned like that. And also, not only Brahma, and even Lord Shiva. Because even Lord Shiva, even Durga. Because Brahma Samhita is very wonderful actually. If you read Brahma Samhita, you get a very good understanding of each and everybody's position. Who is Lord Brahma? Who is Lord Shiva? Who is Mother Durga? Who is Lord Ganesh? Who is Surya? Everything we get actually. And also the person who is explaining all these things is Brahma. So that means like his authority is beyond any argument. Because Brahma says, like for example, you are the engineer who built the whole thing, and then you know everything. You know exactly what is what. The same way, when Brahma says something, that we have to take it with gravity. Yes, this is Brahmaji. So that's why self-same Brahma is coming and talking to Priyavrata. But there is a predicament now. Because Maharaja Swayambhuva Manu, he wanted to he is a Prajapati. Prajapati, he wanted to retire. Because he wants to retire, as everybody wants to retire. So, Swayambhuva Manu also, he wants to retire. But the problem is, like now this second Daksha, went to perform yajna, austerities, and there is nobody to look after. So now, let's say he is requesting, Swayambhuva Manu is requesting Priyavrata, now you should come back and accept this. And Narada Muni is there, and he is giving another instruction, like already given instruction for Priyavrata to remain in the self-realization, not to get into this family business. So now, to set right things, Lord Brahma is coming. So this is higher authority. Actually, yeah, Swayambhuva Manu is authority, Narada Muni is authority, but compared to them, Brahmaji is a higher authority. So the Brahmaji is speaking to Priyavrata. And it is mentioned, same Brahmaji says in Brahma Samhita, it's a very famous sloka talking about the Durga Devi. Srishti Siti Pralayasada Nasakti Rekha Chaye Vayasya Bhuvanani Vibharti Durga Ichchanurupam Apiyascha Tachesta Chesa Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So this is the position of a Durga Devi. It says, the external potency Maya, who is the nature of the shadow of the Chit potency, is worshipped by all people as Durga, the creating, preserving and destroying agency of the mundane world. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, in accordance with whose will Durga conducts herself. Ichchanu Rupam. This is like a Durga Devi does not act independently. Ichchanu Rupam. Whose Icha? Govinda. Lord Krishna's Icha. So this is time and again. So many instructions are there in Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Brahma Samhita, where all these living entities act according to the orders of the Supreme Lord. And Supreme Lord also says, Maya Adakshena Prakriti Suyate Saracharam Hetu Nanena Kaunteya Jagatvi Parivartate. So Krishna says also. So that way we can understand, yes, the material nature is there. Material nature is not independent. It cannot act independently. Material nature acts according to the direction given by the Supreme Lord. And that, so this is, and Supreme Lord, he explains here, every one of them, however, from Brahma down to the ant, acts according to the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is sitting in everyone's heart, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Sarvasya chaham hriti sannivishto matasmritir jnanam apohanamscha vedaischa sarvair ahameva vedyo vedantakrit vedavit eva chaham. So Lord is saying, I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me comes remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. Because this is the Lord asking. Lord is, sometimes we forget something, immediately the remembrance is given. Lord is giving. He is present as a super soul, as a Paramatma. He is giving the guidance. That all based on the desire. Yes, I want to serve the Lord. So the Lord gives the arrangement. Yes, this is like, it makes all the arrangement, all the facilities for that. No, I just say, no, I don't want to. Okay, I develop a little bit rebellious attitude. So the Lord is, okay, making you far away from the devotees and devotees association. So it is the small thing what we have is a desire. The desire is like a thing which we can exercise. And Lord is saying here, it is not a fact, however, that the Supreme Personality of Godhead gives direction to certain living entities in one way and other living entities in another way. So this is another misconception. Sometimes people, oh, Lord is favoring this person, Lord is not favoring this person. No, Lord will not do that. Lord is, he is equal to everyone. Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, Samoham Sarva Bhuteshu Name Dveshosti Napriya. I am not envious of anyone. I am equal to everyone. Equal to everyone. Lord is equal. As a Paramatma, he is equal to everyone. He is not distinguishing anyone. But you, based on your desire, if you have a desire, then I will fulfill that. You want a desire like that? Say, I will try to fulfill the desire. If you have a desire to go away, I will fulfill that desire also. But whatever may be, the onus is on us actually. The onus is on us. It's not like oh Lord, you have put me into this type of situation. No, Lord didn't put us into this situation. We are responsible. It says in the later sections in the Srimad Bhagavatam, where Akrura goes to Hastinapur as give some direction for Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra is very, very stubborn. He does not want to budge. No, he does not want to make a peace arrangement with this thing. So Akrura goes to Hastinapur to give some guidance, to give some direction to. So he quotes one sloka, very, very interesting sloka. He says, Yeka prashuyate jantur, yeka eva pradiyate, yeka anubhunkte sukrutam, yeka eva cha dushkrutam. Every creature is born alone and dies alone, and alone one experiences the just rewards of his good and evil deeds. Everybody is born alone and we have to die alone. We can't just say, oh, it is like that, my wife was like that, my husband was like that. No, those things you can say. But the problem is, we are individually responsible for our own life. Right? Individually. That's when we have to mold our life in such a way, then we are answerable, actually. We are answerable for this. We can't just say, oh, it was like that, that was like that. You can't give a lame excuses. Because option is given, so you mold your life in such a way. That is why sadhus are there, sastras are there, all the guidance is there. When we take birth in this living, in this world, that's why in the prayers, every day we pray, Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Sakshur Unmilitamena Tasmai Sri Guravena. Born in the darkness of ignorance. And the guru is the one who gives us the knowledge. So he gives the understanding. Yes, who you are, what is the Swarupa, what is your, this is like Sambandha, what is your relationship with God, and how we can re-establish that relationship, Sambandha, and then Abhideya, this is a process by which it can be re-established, and then ultimate result of Prayojana, what we can get. Ultimately, how to go back home, back to Godhead. Always remember Krishna. This is like engage in the. So that all the process is given. So here that instruction is given. It's applicable. So Akrura was telling Dhritarashtra, you are doing this atrocity to the Pandavas. So you are going to face all these consequences. Don't think that you can do and just get away with that. So we can see that the result, all these things in front of Dhritarashtra only, all the 100 sons will be killed. He is alone, he is watching everything. Yeah? Because in front of his eyes only, all these people are dying. So this is that's why he already warned. Krishna didn't do this very whimsically. He came as a peace messenger. He sends all the different devotees to give some buddhi for Dhritarashtra. He didn't listen. If you don't listen, then you have to face the consequences. And still he was very merciful. Finally he sent Vidura. Vidura comes and then he gave some good advice to Dhritarashtra and then asked him to vacate this palace and go to the Himalayas. And then finally he perfected his life actually. Srila Prabhupada says, even that type of thing, he could not, because he had enmity towards Pandavas. He could get only liberation. He could not get pure devotion. He could not get, because of the enmity. Because you have developed an inimical attitude towards devotees. So this is very, very important for us actually. Because if in the whole exercise, if we develop a little bit of enmity or envious towards the devotees or towards the Lord, then it is very, very difficult to get Lord's mercy. Lord's mercy is to available to anyone and everyone, provided we don't have the attitude of negative attitude towards the Lord, towards the devotee. Sometimes the Lord even tolerates anything negative against him actually. Like sometimes the Lord is treated not that good. So Lord may tolerate. But if a devotee is treated bad, then Lord takes it very seriously. In the case of Ambarish Maharaj and Durvasa Muni, Durvasa Muni committed an offense. Durvasa Muni thought like Ambarish Maharaj made a mistake and then he wanted to punish him. But Ambarish Maharaj was simple. He didn't do anything wrong. But because of this offense to Ambarish Maharaj, Durvasa Muni had to run all over the place. And then Lord did not forgive him. You go and take forgiveness. If Ambarish Maharaj forgives you, then only this thing will be, Sudarshan Chakra will go away. Yeah, this is, Lord has that type of dealing with the devotees. So, here, where this Srila Prabhupada says, the truth, it is not a fact, however, that the Supreme Personality of Godhead gives direction to certain living entities in one way and other living entities in another way. The truth is that every living entity has a certain desire and the Supreme Lord gives him a chance to fulfill it. He does not want to take away the minute independence given to us actually. Lord has given the independence, minute independence, and with that independence, he does not want to meddle with that. You want to exercise? Yeah, do that. But there is a but. He will give some guidance. If you seek guidance, Lord will give. If you want to ignore, even every minute, Lord is giving. Like before you do any activities, there is a conscience. Sometimes people say something is pricking. Saying, hey, what you are doing is wrong. Where it is coming from? Because Lord is reminding you. Lord is reminding, yes, this is not the right thing to do. But you have an option. You can ignore that and you can go ahead. Or, Lord is reminding me, so I have to listen and I have to go ahead, not to do that type of. So that option is always given. That option is there. It is not like sometimes people say, this is my fate. Yeah, my fate or my this thing, my bad luck. Nothing like that. It is not like my fate. No, this is, the fate will create the situation. But in that situation also, you have an opportunity to make decision. There is a free will there. Yeah, you can go this way, you can go that way. Still the option is there. Option is always there. It's not that, then what is the meaning of free will then? If you don't have an option, that is why Lord does not want to take away the free will from the living entity. Always the freedom is there. And that is why the whole Bhagavad Gita Lord spoke. Huh? The whole Bhagavad Gita Lord spoke after 18 chapters he spoke. And then towards the end he is saying, what is Lord's proposal? This is a iti te jnanam akhyatam guhyat guhyatamam maya vimrsheyet aseshena yete chasi tatakuru. Yete chasi tatakuru. So Lord is saying, I've explained everything. Now deliberate on it and you do what you want to do. So Lord still gives the option. Arjuna, see, for example, sometimes, you know, when we give some instruction to somebody, we get very offended if that person does not follow. No? Hey, I've been telling you so long, you didn't listen. No? But Lord saying, I've explained to you everything, all the knowledge, now deliberate on it and then do as you want to do. What a kind of freedom. Lord does not want to meddle with our freedom actually. Freedom is given. Yeah. After 18 chapters of Bhagavad Gita, Lord spoke, still you have an option that, okay, I'm not going to fight and I can go away. Lord is not going to do anything to you. But he has already warned you, Arjuna, don't think that just because you going away, all these people are going to be saved. They will be killed anyway. By different arrangement, they will be killed. So that's why he says, this is like in the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, he says to Arjuna, this is, you become an instrument. You become an instrument in the hands of Krishna. You become an instrument only. We are not actually doers, we become an instrument. So that this is like a, then we become an instrument in the Lord of the hands of the Lord, then you become glorious. But that's why the freedom aspect is always given. The freedom is never taken away, whether in the conditioned state or in the liberated state. The freedom is always there for the living entity. So that's why Lord says in that this thing, thus I have explained to you knowledge still more confidential. Deliberate on this fully and then do what you wish to do. That option is given. But Arjuna is a very dedicated devotee, dedicated servant. He says, Nashtamoha smritir labdhva tvat prasadat mayachuta sitosmi gata sandeha karishye vachanam tava. So Arjuna is saying, my dear Krishna, O infallible one, my illusion is now gone. I regained my memory by your mercy. I am now firm and free from doubt and I am prepared to act according to your instruction. So this is what Arjuna, after understanding Bhagavad Gita, came to this conclusion. Karishya vachanam tava. Okay, this is a very standard this thing. Everywhere, no? People quote this. Karishya vachanam tava. Because this is like, I have seen sometimes in the cars also, they write Karishya. Because they are pious people. No? Like they put in the car, the sticker, Karishya vachanam tava. That means, I will act according to the direction. So that's what the whole Bhagavad Gita is, that only. The whole Bhagavad Gita is Bhagavan's instructions only. Man manabhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mame vaishyasi satyam te pratijane prayosime. So Lord is there. You become my devotee. You offer everything, whatever you do. Yat karoshi, yat asnashi, yat juhoshi, dadasiyat, yat tapasyasi kaunteya, tat kurushva madarpana. So everything, Lord has given everything in this Bhagavad Gita, all this instruction. And also the option is also given. Yes, choice is given. Yes, you want to go this way? Yes, you can follow and then you can come back home, back to garden. No, I don't want to. I just want to rot in this material world only. So, yes, so be it. So that's nobody is, that is why we can, this is the option in our preaching activities also. Sometimes we find people, some people are very favorable. Some people are not favorable. They say, no, I want to enjoy. I want to suffer and I want to find out myself. You know, like some people are like, there's a third class intelligence. You know? Third class intelligence is like, yes, no, I don't believe all these things. I want to go through the suffering and I want to struggle and I want to get the beating. Then I will come to understanding. So, okay. So what can you do? Lord is giving the freedom. Lord has given the freedom for the living entity. Yes, I have explained everything. You decide what you want to do. So that way, this option is given to, because you should not think, oh, Priyavrata was one king and that is a pastime. But it is what lesson we get out of this thing. Here Brahmaji is saying, Brahmaji explains all these things. So Brahmaji is explaining all these things to Priyavrata. Now Priyavrata, you have to perform your duty. What is your duty now? Yes, remaining as a brahmachari, that is one thing. But now the need is, now you have to take up the responsibility of the kingdom. Yes, you have to take up the responsibility of the kingdom and you have to guide the citizens. And then by doing that, as a service to the Lord, you are not going to be affected. He's going to explain all these things. So like it is not going to be, it is the same. Because he's saying, I'm also following all this activity. Lord Shiva is doing, Sun God is doing, Durga Devi, everybody is doing the activities based on the directions of the Supreme Lord. Maya Adakshena Prakriti. So it's like everything is happening by Lord's will. So we are like obedient order carriers. We are just doing that. So what I'm asking you is, you also perform your activities. And then this material nature will not bind you, because your goal is set. Yes, you have to perform the activities remembering the Lord. It's not like we have to perform the activities, the whole thing we forget the Lord. It's also happened sometimes, you know, like we have in the history, we have examples of both actually. Srimad Bhagavatam, examples like Prithu Maharaj there, Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj also there. And this also, Srimad Bhagavatam also has examples like King Vena. King Vena also became a king. But he didn't follow anything. He thought, now I have become independent. I can do anything and everything. So then he was dealt in a particular way. So it is not like we don't have any examples. Bhagavatam only have good examples only. Bhagavatam has bad examples also. Yeah, how to behave, how not to behave, that is also there. People like sometimes they behave like that. Then you will face the consequences. So this is an instruction for all of us actually. Yeah, especially for Priyavrata Maharaj here. But the instruction is, yes, Lord's instruction is there. Bhagavad Gita is there. Srimad Bhagavatam there. All the instructions are there. And our free will is also there. Free will is there. Yes. We want to take up? Yes, we can take up in this lifetime. And in this lifetime only we can go back home back to Godhead. We don't have to wait for another lifetime or anything. Provided if we want it. That is, we have to ask ourselves a question. What do you want to do? Whether I want to go through this struggle in this material world for another so many janma or so many lifetime, do you want to do that? Or at this very favorable condition, everything is favorable, the wind is favorable, everything, all the association, everything is favorable. In this lifetime only, whether we want to achieve complete the whole journey. That is up to us actually. That is why the whole thing we have to somehow cultivate the desire. In the association of the Lord, association of the devotees, association of all the sadhu sangha, then we have to cultivate this. So this is not something, because that's why Srila Prabhupada says, when you associate with drunkards, you get the propensity of drinking. When you associate with devotees, then also you get the association of devotees, and then you also get the devotional qualities. It's not like somebody is born like a, it's a born rakshas or something. No, not born rakshas. Because the rakshas qualities are developed slowly and steadily. Same way, if we associate, this association is very important actually. We have seen in Srimad Bhagavatam, by the association of Narada Muni, so many people got reformed. Like Mrigari the hunter, Valmiki the Dasu Ratnaka. So so many people, how they got liberated. So much so, they could have Rama Darshan. They can perform so many activities because of the association. So it is possible. It is not that, okay, only a certain section of people are given some special privilege. No, nothing like that. It is available for everyone. Brahmanda Brahmite Kaunu Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Leta Beach. Yeah, that option is given. Once you develop a desire, yes, I want to develop, yes, I have gone through these things, no, I'm sick of this, I just want to devote my life, then Krishna makes all arrangements for that also. So this is a beauty is like here Priyavrata Maharaj is given this instruction, and the instruction is applicable to us also. We have a free will, and that free will we have to exercise our free will properly and use that free will in the service of the Lord, not to rebel. Like already we have rebelled, that is why we are here. Our precarious condition is already we rebelled against the Lord, that is why we are sitting here. So that's why Srila Prabhupada concludes this purport here. He's saying, the best course, therefore, is to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead and act according to His desire. One who does so is liberated. So he says, one who surrenders unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead and act according to His desire. His desire. capital H, his desire, not my desire. Apt cap to his desire. When we act according to his desire, then automatically the person is liberated. Liberation does not mean that when you have a two hand becomes four hand. That is not liberation. Liberation means when somebody is engaged without any motivation, without any interruption in the service of the Lord, he is already liberated actually. He is already, all the devotional qualities, everything is coming in him actually. So that is what liberation means. So somebody, given the, whatever the independence is given, the free will is given. So that is why it is all boils down to the desire. What kind of desires we develop. So that is why from the very beginning, we have to start the desire. Or how can we serve the Lord? How can we do something for the Lord? We have been getting everything from the Lord. Dehi, 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 dehi. We keep on getting everything from the Lord. Dehi. Lord is giving everything. But instead, we change our consciousness a little bit. Yes, Lord, you have so many things you have given. What can I do for you? That will be a kind of a completely paradigm shift actually. For the living entity in the material world, it's like, what can I get out of you? What can I get out of you? Instead, what can I do for you? Actually, Lord does not need anything. For that matter, he does not need anything. He is served by 1,000 Lakshmis are serving. What is our service to him? It's not very significant. But still, it becomes significant because if you offer with love and devotion, Lord accepts it. Yeah, you have accepted, you have done something for me. Yes, I take it very seriously. So Lord takes that as a very important action. He attaches so much importance for that particular offering. Patram pushpam. But he is asking for yome bhaktya, that bhakti element. So that is why this association Srila Prabhupada created, somehow we have to fan the desire. The fanning the desire is very, very important. We have very, very small desire. Yes, I want to do something. But then we have to keep on fanning the desire. Then it becomes a big fire actually. Once Srila Prabhupada was giving a lecture in New York, very early days. And there was one person in the middle of the class. He comes and he just creating so much disturbance. And then he keeps some toilet rolls in there and goes away. Everybody is saying, what this guy is, you know, like in the middle of the class and coming and disturbing. But Srila Prabhupada said, this person has a very good service attitude. Look, Prabhupada could see, others saw him as a disturbance, but Prabhupada could see something different. Prabhupada could see that this person has a good service attitude. Because this is what the acharya, so the little bit service attitude he saw, so he just start fanning that desire. So that same way, we also, in our dealings with devotees, dealing with different people, very easy to find fault actually. Very easy, hey, you are like that, you are like that, you are like that. But it is, you can see some good quality. Ha, you have this, very good. You can use that in Krishna's service. You are playing music, oh, you can use that in Krishna. Like this, we have to fan the desire like that. Then, oh, you are doing this, oh, very nicely. So you can do something. So that way, by doing that, what happens is, like you are bringing the person closer to Krishna. That is our actual preaching. Means what? Preaching means not giving class and giving big bhashan. No, that is not preaching. Preaching means bringing the person closer to Guru, bringing the person closer to Krishna. If we can do that, that is sufficient. That is sufficient. That's what wanted. And Krishna will look after, Prabhupada will look after. You bring the person closer to him and then they will do the rest of the thing. We don't have to struggle all these things. Yes, now here, wonderful temple, wonderful person, wonderful prasadam. So that way, we have to keep on fanning the desires. Once you fan the desire of the living entity, and the living entity gets a taste for that, then that's it. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, the end of Bhagavad Gita, he says, Nata jasmat manusheshu kaschin me priyakrittama. The person who tries to give this knowledge to others, he becomes, his devotional life is guaranteed actually. He is going back home, back to God, it is guaranteed. What can you say? You want to guarantee your position? Best thing is, do what Krishna says. Krishna says, you try to give this knowledge, to the distribute this knowledge, give the understanding of Krishna, bring somebody closer to Krishna, then that becomes very, very, because Krishna becomes very happy. Like a father, like for example, one son is lost somewhere, and you bring the person back to the father, how the father will be happy? Very, very happy. Oh, you have brought my son, who was loitering in the street, you have brought him to me. His father is very happy. Same way Krishna also, kind father. He said, oh, this fellow was loitering in the material world for yonks. Now you caught hold of this person and gave him some direction and he is back in the spiritual wisdom, that is a wonderful thing actually. Any amount of money or any amount of this thing you give to the person, that's not sufficient. But if you bring them back to Krishna, back to the original position where he belongs to, then that is his greatest happiness. So that is why Krishna is very happy. So that is what Priyavrata Maharaj is going to do. Priyavrata Maharaj is now going to take up the responsibility of a king, so that he can look after the citizens. Not only their material well-being, their spiritual well-being also. They are Raja Rishi. Raja Rishi. They are not just only Raja. Sense gratification. Sometimes when we find the king means like he is a great sense enjoyer. That's the way we see in the modern context. But here the Raja, he is going to become very, very austere. He is going to look after the citizens, guide them, give them all the spiritual understanding. So that type of Rajas are needed. So that is why Priyavrata Maharaj is being requested or being ordered by the higher personalities like Swayambhuva Manu, Lord Brahma and Lord Narada Muni. Everybody is going to say that. So now he is going to take up this position of king, and then he is going to, as a king you can do that, as a Narada Muni, he was a Brahmachari, he can do that also. Like it's not like not everybody is like each and everyone has a different type of propensity. Like Sanat Kumaras, they said, no, look, we can't follow your order. They totally said, no, we can't. We are not interested in all your propagation of the creation, nothing. We are not interested. Nobody can. So Brahmaji became a little bit angry. That's it. Nothing could be done actually, because they were completely pure. So, but in Priyavrata's case, Maharaj Priyavrata's case, so yeah, he's giving. Yeah, this is the right thing to do. You do that. And then Priyavrata Maharaj, we'll see in the future sections how Priyavrata Maharaj executed the order of the Lord and how he is looking after the citizens nicely. So this is a Srila Prabhupada sums up the whole thing, is saying the best course therefore is to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead and act according to his desire. One who does so is liberated. So I'll stop here if there is any questions or comments. Hare Krishna.
So it looks like at that time, Brahma and Sarvamanu, Sadevadav, found that Priyavrata the best person to rule the universe at that time.
Correct. Because this is like there is a lineage is also there. Because already Prabhupada explains in the Bhagavatam, already the other, the Uttar, this is like Swayambhuva Manu had two sons, Uttanapada and Priyavrata. Priyavrata. So then Uttanapada said the dynasty up to Canto 4, we have studied all of that. Different personalities like Dhruva Maharaj and all the Prithu Maharaj, all these great personalities came in that, and ending with Prachetas. And Prachetas and their son was like Daksha. This is second Daksha. So then Daksha went to perform austerities. So that means now there is a position vacant actually. Job vacancy, like there is a position vacant. So then, because we have to see from their angle, see Brahmaji is also performing his duty. His duty is progeny, to create progeny is his department. So, and Narada Muni's duty is to liberate people, that is his department. Sanat Kumara, Narada Muni, they also have their own departments. So their department is, now they just produce and they liberate. They produce, they liberate. So this is like sometimes Narada Muni, like we discussed this point already, Daksha Maharaj produced so many sons, 10,000 sons he produced, but Narada Muni wholesale, he liberated all of them actually. That is also there sometimes. But this is like this is the their service is that. So nobody gets, see like now Narada Muni doesn't get angry with Brahmaji. But Daksha got angry with Brahma, Narada Muni. Oh, now you have liberated all these people. They didn't have any understanding on this. Why you? But this is different. When you come into association with the Narada Muni, they already got all the Sukriti. Everything was there. So they are fit to go back to Godhead. They don't need any special training or anything, not needed actually, because this is a special mercy actually. So it is possible, but in this case of Priyavrata Maharaj, so it was ordained like that. So that way, like Swayambhuva Manu, he is fulfilling, because there is a Prajapati, he is a Prajapati, he has to do, because if something is not done rightly, then he becomes responsible. That's why the Vedic system, the Raja or the king is like he had to act in a way so that he sets an example for the remaining citizens actually. Yad yad acharati shreshta. Lord Krishna also says that. Like, he says, I have to set an example, otherwise people will follow this way. Oh, yeah, your Krishna did like that, I will also do like that. But Krishna did so many other things. He lifted Govardhan hill, he killed Agasur, Bagasur, Trinavrata, all the, he did all of that. Like, just why you want to see only one thing Krishna did and you want to imitate that? You did all of that, you do this, and then you see what Krishna did, then it's understood. That's why Sukadeva Goswami comes to about Krishna in only the 10th canto, not in the 1st canto. All the 9 cantos, everything is explained. Who is Lord, what is his position, all these avatars, how they are coming, he is the source of everything. And then after explaining all these things, that Supreme Lord is performing these pastimes, then we understand and in proper context. Otherwise, we understand Krishna, oh, he's an ordinary person, another boy, another girl performing some romantic activities or something. We may mistake it actually. That's the problem. That is why Sukadeva Goswami reserves that to the 10th canto and then explains everything, the position, all the understanding. Then he explains the position of the Lord Krishna and his pastimes. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki.